But why, some say, the moon? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why, 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic? Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things.
John Kennedy commits America to the creation of history, a calculated acceleration of man's evolution, the conquest of the biggest new frontier, space.
This is Freedom 7.
Project Mercury.
All systems are go.
And Alan Shepard becomes our first space hero. Then Grissom, Glenn, Carpenter, Schirra, and Cooper. Then Gemini, the two-man mission, and the first American spacewalk by Ed White.
One thing about it, when Ed gets out there and starts wiggling around, it sure makes the spacecraft tough to control.
The flight director says, get back in.
The world's space flight endurance record by Cooper and Conrad.
A new record holder.
The world's first space rendezvous by Schirra and Stafford.
We're just flying a nose-to-nose, approximately
60 feet apart. You have just exceeded the world's manned space flight endurance record.
The first docking maneuver by Armstrong and Scott.
Good here from the ground. Everything looks good from the docking.
Then Apollo and tragedy. Gus Grissom, Ed White, and Roger Chaffee give their lives preparing the first flight to the moon. That first flight succeeds beyond expectation. We are circling the moon, and we hear the first men to see and describe this new world.
Sail on this new sea, because there is new knowledge to be gained. There is no strife, no prejudice, no national conflict in outer space as yet. Its conquest deserves the best of all mankind, and its opportunity for peaceful cooperation may never come again.